Saffron the Yellow Fairy by Daisy Meadows. Read by Sophia Miles.
Cold winds blow and thick ice fall. I conjure up this fairy storm. To seven corners of the mortal world, the rainbow fairies will be hurled. I curse every part of fairyland with a frosty wave of my icy hand. For now and always from this fateful day, fairyland will be cold and grey.
Ruby and Amber have been rescued. Now it's time to search for Saffron the Yellow Fairy. A very fierce bee.
Over here, Kirsty,
called Rachel Walker. Kirsty ran down one of the emerald green fields that covered this part of Rainspell Island. Buttercups and daisies dotted the grass.
Don't go too far,
Kirsty's mum called. She and Kirsty's dad were climbing over a stile at the top of the field. Kirsty caught up with her friend.
What have you found, Rachel? Is it another rainbow fairy?
She asked hopefully.
I don't know.
Rachel was standing on the bank of a rippling stream.
I thought I heard something.
Kirsty's face lit up.
Maybe there's a fairy in the stream.
Rachel nodded. She knelt down on the soft grass and put her ear close to the water. Kirsty crouched down too and listened really hard. The sun glittered on the water as it splashed over big shiny pebbles. Tiny rainbows flashed and sparkled. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. And then they heard a tiny bubbling voice.
Follow me,
it gurgled.
Follow me.
Oh,
Rachel gasped.
Did you hear that?
Yes,
said Kirsty, her eyes wide.
It must be a magic stream.
Rachel felt her heart beat fast.
Maybe the stream will lead us to the Yellow Fairy, she said.
Rachel and Kirsty had a special secret. They had promised the King and Queen of Fairyland they would find the lost Rainbow Fairies. Jack Frost's spell had hidden the Rainbow Fairies on Rainspell Island. Fairyland would be cold and grey until all seven fairies had been found and returned to their home. Silver fish darted in and out of the bright green weed at the bottom of the stream.
Follow us, they whispered in tinkling voices.
Rachel and Kirsty smiled at each other. Titania, the fairy queen, had said that the magic would find them. Kirsty's parents had stopped to admire the stream too.
Which way now? Asked Mr. Tate. You two seem to know where you're going.
Let's go this way,
Kirsty said, pointing along the bank. A brilliant blue kingfisher flew up from its perch on a twig. Butterflies as bright as jewels fluttered amongst the reeds.
Everything on Rainspell Island is so beautiful, said Kirsty's mum. I'm glad we still have 5 days of holiday left.
Yes, Rachel thought, and five rainbow fairies still to find. Saffron, Fern, Sky, Izzy and Heather. Ruby the Red Fairy and Amber the Orange Fairy were already safe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?